This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. At 9.01 p.m. Wednesday night, the city of Memphis removed Confederate statues of Jefferson Davis and Nathan Bedford Forrest. To get around a state law preventing such removal, the city sold the two parks where the statues rested to a recently formed nonprofit for $1,000 each. The council wanted to make this change before the 50th anniversary of the Martin Luther King assassination in Memphis. Donor-advised funds, which allow the wealthy to take tax deductions while still controlling the money for gifts, are likely to become more popular with the new tax law. The National Philanthropic Trust said there were nearly 285,000 donor-advised fund accounts in 2016, an increase of about 7% over the previous year. Chronicle of Philanthropy says annual contributions to the largest 85 donor-advised funds nearly tripled in value from 2008 to 2013. In the wake of the Washington State Amtrak crash, observers are pointing out that Congress ordered all passenger railroads to install a life-saving automatic braking system by 2016. But the deadline keeps being extended, and trains continue to have preventable fatal accidents. 2017 fire season was the most expensive ever, with costs exceeding $2 billion and burning up more than half of the U.S. Forest Service budget. Some observers believe the fire season in the West could soon last more than 300 days, pretty much every day when there's not snow on the ground. Ambassadors of the 193-member General Assembly voted to approve a non-binding resolution demanding that the U.S. rescind the December 6th decision on Jerusalem by a vote of 128 countries to only 9, despite Trump having threatened to cut off funding. Trump administration said that 8.5 million people had signed up for health insurance through the federal marketplace, only slightly lower than last year's numbers when the open enrollment was twice as long and heavily advertised. Researchers have found that the change in open carry gun laws in certain states have led to more crime in those states rather than less. Other researchers have also found that the surge of gun purchases and ownership after Sandy Hook led to an increased rate of accidental deaths compared to the period before, including among children. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.